Well, we've got stock markets setting new highs every day. It seems we've got the consumer remaining quite confident in the economy for 2020. The question is, how is that being felt within the C-suite? Charlie Weinstein, Chief Executive Officer of Eisner Amper, based in New York City, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio, has some thoughts there. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us. I know you guys do a survey of C-suite business leaders. What did that survey tell you?
Morning, Paul. Good morning, Lisa. Great to be here. This was a very interesting survey, and so we host a summit series across all our offices across the country. And as part of that summit series, we host the survey. And that survey said to us 76% of the C-suite and significant investors think that their companies will be more profitable or at least as profitable as they were in 2019. So they see 2020 as a great year.
But?
So the other side of the survey, very interesting, showed that our business is going to be great. That was the common refrain. There are problems out there. Won't affect us, but there might be an economic downturn.
Okay, so how much is this just CFOs being prudent, and how much is this genuine concern about a global recession or a localized recession?
There is a concern. So we have Brexit, we have uncertainty over trade and tariffs, we have the elections coming up this
Honestly,
year.
But this is all like small print that's been there for a while, right?
I mean, yes, it has.
So I mean, but is it still really like dominant in their thinking?
Not for their own business. And so for their own business, they are really bullish. I met the other day with an executive who runs a construction company, and they're building out, they're branching out into managing real estate for hospitals. And so business leaders are looking for opportunities. They're looking to deploy the profits that they've had. And they're highly optimistic.
One of the economic underpinnings of this economy has been the strong consumer, and that is driven in large part by the fact that most Americans have a job. Most Americans are seeing wage increases, maybe not as much as they'd like. But on the flip side, C-suite executives say one of the biggest challenges is finding people and keeping them. Is that what did your survey work kind of show you there?
Survey had two results, and they go right along with what you're suggesting. One is that they see 58% of the executives see a significant increase in wages for next year for their businesses. And so getting talent is very difficult, and they see the need to increase compensation, quite frankly. The nice thing about that is the consumer drives our economy, and if that comes to pass and wages really do start to see an increase, that's going to fuel our economy even more.
This is really important. 58% see materially higher salaries, materially higher wages next year, 2021.
Exactly.
Okay.
58%.
This is actually really important because right now, if you look at inflation expectations built into the market, they're moribund. There's this idea that it will never take off. But are you saying that there is a sea change in the sentiment that is different from what we've seen over the past decade that is going to lead to a potentially very different dynamic come next year?
I see that there's a possibility that you will see wages really increase. But companies are not increasing prices. And so there's that dichotomy that inflation may be driven by increase in prices.
That goes to margin pressure.
Well,
okay, but
a lot
but
of
this,
margin pressure.
But this sort of goes to the key debate, right? That the stock market is not the underlying economy, right? And the underlying economy lags the stock market. And so if the stock market starts to see a little bit of weakness because of margin pressure, but you have the actual consumer continuing to do better and better because they're actually getting paid more, you know, where does that leave the Fed? Where does that leave markets? You know, it could mean a stock sell-off, but it could mean continued strength for the U.S. I'm just extrapolating out what this could actually mean. But
you got to pay attention in this studio. Things move pretty quick. How about technology? I mean, Lisa and I, when we talk to executives across a whole swath of industries, they're all investing in technology. And I'm wondering if your respondents feel like technology is kind of a real opportunity for them, or is it a risk to their business?
We always say invest in human intelligence before you invest in technology. And so you need the people to create value out of the technology. And so technology will only take you so far. You also need to be investing in people.
Which sectors were the most optimistic and on the reverse side, pessimistic?
So our clients in professional services, delivering services, our technology clients, so by far the most optimistic, manufacturing and distribution. It's interesting, even though we've had some trade uncertainty over the last 6 months, year, 2 years, our clients are not finding difficulty in sourcing products. And so they're optimistic. They're really optimistic about the potential for 2020.
Who's pessimistic?
Who's pessimistic? So real estate might be a little pessimistic.
I like that he's like whispering.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we have so many clients in the real estate business.
I know.
So it's a secret.
Throw them under the bus. But they're feeling a little more pessimistic.
They are feeling a little more pessimistic. And though the way people use space now and the way remote working and all the trends in real estate is just something for our real estate clients to keep an eye on.
Charlie Weinstein, thank you so much for being here. This is really terrific.
Thank you, Lisa.
Charlie Weinstein is Chief Executive Officer of Eisner Amper in New York.